Anybody have any questions about what's going to happen here? Yes, ma'am, right there. What is your name, please?
My name is Marilyn.
Marilyn, where are you from?
I'm from Southington, Connecticut.
Southington, Connecticut. Good to have you here. What can I do for you, Marilyn?
For 19 years, I've been writing a poem called "'Twas My Night at the Lake Show." It's about Christmas, and I would like to give you a copy.
Oh, well, God bless you. Yes, Alan, can you retrieve the poem? For 19 years, you've been writing this poem?
That was good.
Thank you very much. I certainly, let me see it, Alan. Let's take a look at it here. What do you do for a living, Marilyn?
I am a child daycare provider in my home.
Good for you. Wow, look at this.
That's it. Well, are you going to read some of it?
Soon would be taken by Stephen Colbert. This is some piece of work. Thanks, Dorothy. Thanks, Shecky. Thanks, Morty and Biff. Next time you're thrown a football, try not to whiff. Thanks, Gerard Mulligan. You've done it in style. Gerard Mulligan was a writer who was retired, but had been with us on the morning show and then the other show, and yeah, she has everyone here. Thanks, Jude, Sue, and Inky. Inky is no longer about out. And I can't forget Lyle. Thanks to the writers like Steve, Matt, Bill, and Joe. Wow, this is very dense with detail. Thanks, Johnny and Merrill, for their inspiration. Thanks, Graham Fenwick Jones. Wow. This is amazing. Thanks to Pat and Kenny for each transcript spoof. Thanks, Gary, for manning the genius switch. Thanks, who gives a rat's ass, Pete Fadovich. Oh, Pete Fadovich! Pete Fadovich is like in his 80s at this point. He's been with us since the morning show, and before that, he worked with Hal Gurney on the old Jack Parr Tonight Show, and he worked on the Johnny Carson Show when it was in New York City, and I think he was the only one of the Tonight Show people who did not go to California when Johnny moved to California. Pete, by the way, is still doing great, and tremendous hair. I wish I had his hair.
His hair. We wish you had his hair.
Well, that's it. Now, I better not cry, and I'll try not to pout, as I now think the person the whole show is about. Thank you. You filled our comedy stockings night after night. Oh, Warren. Remember Warren Zevon? Oh, my God. You tell me why he's not in the songwriter's...
He deserves to be in all the halls.
You listen to that man's... Now, he wasn't as prolific as others because his life was cut short.
Right.
But his music, I thought, was just tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very nice, Marilyn. I wish we had something to give you. What do we have to give this woman? She's written up this lovely poem that's a biographical nature. What? You have something? You have one now? Yeah, but I don't know if the other audience members fight it. Anybody else write a poem? Do we have one handy? Just grab one off somebody who's wearing one. What size, Ryan? What you said? You said you're kind of large?
Large?
Medium? You think medium? Lisa, they run a little snug. I think you sure. I think go with the Lord. I don't know you, but I would.
Thank you.
Everybody.